Hello. Is anyone out there? Hello, this is Lakara Mia. I've been lurking in GWA backstage for quite some time. I've not really been posting. I've been posting on a certain other subreddit and enjoying it thoroughly, but I need to go back to where I'm comfortable, and I'm comfortable in Pillow Talk Audio, and I'm comfortable here in GWA backstage. So hi, I'm back. This is overdue. This is the Sexy Times questionnaire, and I first saw it when it was Sketchy by Nature who did it, like just over 2 weeks ago, and I was like, oh, I want to answer it, but I'm just not feeling confident at the moment. And yeah, over the past 2 weeks, it's been playing on my mind. I need to do this. I need to just bite the bullet and just record it and be open and honest, because that's what we're here for. So yeah, let's do this. Without further ado. Number one, when did I lose my virginity? I lost it at 22, which is quite late on. However, now, in hindsight, a lot of people lost it in their early 20s. And it's just because, it's a matter of time, it's a matter of who you find yourself with. I was quite a naive teenager. I always thought I knew what the adult world was like, and I thought I knew what I wanted to do and be and everything like that. And then in my early 20s, it pretty much hit me in the face that I knew nothing, nothing at all. So by 22, I was beginning to kind of come to terms with that. I was much more ready to just accept things as they are instead of as I hope them to be. So, yeah. Long answer. But 22. So don't ever be ashamed of admitting that you lost it in your 20s, even later than that. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Two, rough sex or soft and tender? I would say there is a place for both. There's definitely a place for both. My base level, my go-to, is always soft and tender. I'm far more comfortable with it. It's just sensual. It's lovely. It's just loving. Deep down, love is there. Whereas rough sex is pretty much, lust mixed in there. And I think that really comes into play, at a point where there's some level of trust, I'd say, trust to not go too far and to respect limits and respect boundaries and stuff like that. But I think there is definitely a place for both. But if I had to pick one, soft and tender, for sure. Number three, do you have any unusual kinks or fetishes? Well, I've been posting to GWA lately, and kind of listening to what's there and getting an idea of what tags I can maybe attempt and stuff like that. And I gotta be honest, and my mind's a bit skewed on this one, because I just don't find any of it unusual anymore. So I don't really know what's defined as usual or unusual anymore. I mean, saying that, if there's anything I've not included in any audio I've done so far, it's either never going to get talked about, or at least only talked about to someone, I trust to not reveal it, and not judge me, or I've just not found the right script or scenario to include it yet. But I think, yeah, I think in terms of unusual, I don't really know. I don't really know. Four, weirdest place you've had sex. Now, as much as my audios might paint me out as a certain type of person, I am very, very tame. And the weirdest place is actually a bed. However, it is a bed in my then flings, we'll call him a fling, my ex's bedroom during his birthday party in his flat. Yeah, there was additional ones to the bed there, wasn't it? Yeah, I'm surprised even myself with that one. Like, how the hell? But there we go. Five, favourite sex position. Again, see above answer, tame, very tame. And not exactly, you know, like brimming with experience, put it that way. I mean, there is nothing wrong with missionary, I'm just gonna put that out there. The guy's in control, you know. But I would say I quite like cowgirl just because there's kind of more control on the women. And I mean, it's not as if I've attempted the body Kama Sutra or anything like that, so I can't really just like go through them or anything. So yeah, I'll just kind of keep it there. Keep it sharp and sweet. Six, favourite cuddle position. Look, I get spooning and I'm not dismissing it, not in the slightest. However, my favourite is to lie on the guy's chest. Or at least, you know, kind of against his side, and with his arm around me, and just kind of, yeah, chilling out. Seven. Oh, God. Do I like to be dominant or submissive? This has been something I have been actively exploring in my own mind and through audios and through conversations for a few weeks now. And think I'm kind of, it's a weird one because I really like to be submissive. I tend to be quite independently minded in my real, you know, outside of GWA and all of that, you know, in real life. And just the idea of, you know, just a place where I can drop that control and not have to have control. And, you know, the only authority I'm actually willing to follow sometimes, is my partner. Yeah. However, I'm still kind of going through a ongoing relationship with FDOM. I do audios, I've been told I'm good at them. I say all right, but others think more so. I find it's something I'm growing to like, but I think I'm gonna be down the middle on it. I think I'm down the middle in terms of what I like at any one time. I think there's definitely times I'm one side and times where I'm definitely the other. At least now. This could change. Eight. Have you had any one night stands? No. I don't do them. I'm very much a relationship person. I just never really been keen on the concept, to be honest. I mean, I have had relationships where I've only really had sex with them once, but there's a whole messy relationship around it, so it's kind of a one night stand, but with there is more to it. So, no. Nine, sex on the bed, couch or floor. Now, we'll start with the floor. And in my flat, there are three types of flooring here. Linoleum, tile, or carpet. And I wouldn't really like to have sex on any of them, to be fair. Like, I mean, just carpet burns. Just leave that there for you. Lovely mental image. But I wouldn't say no to couch, especially if you're like, it's that case of being so impatient that you just can't even walk that 10 seconds through to the bedroom. I mean, I favour the bed though. It's just comfy. And there's more space. Yeah. I would say bed for definite, but couch, you know, I can tolerate. And it would take a lot of convincing. It would have to take a very hot guy with a very dirty mind to convince me to have sex on the floor. 10. Have you ever been caught masturbating? Nope. Never have. If so, by who? And would you ask them to join? So that would freak me out if I ever was, because I live on my own. I live on my own, and in order to get into our building, there is a buzzer system. So if somebody was able to walk in and catch me, then yeah, I've got questions. A lot of questions. And elsewhere, I kind of abstain. Like, if I'm staying with family and stuff, like, I'll abstain from that. You know, respect where I am. And no, I would never ask somebody who's caught me to join me, unless, I don't know, if we're in a relationship. In which case, that's a bit different. 11. Have you ever had sex in a public place? No. No. 12. What does your favourite sexy underwear look like? If I'm a woman, which I am, what could he wear? So we'll start with the second question. What could he wear? Anything that he's comfortable with. Honestly. I'm not really into this, you know, forcing a guy to wear, you know, briefs or boxer briefs because you don't like boxers. Like, you know, he's been picking his underwear for quite some time. He's probably found what he's comfortable with, and I'm not there to dispute that or, you know, force his hand on that. So I would rather he wears whatever he wishes. Yeah. And my favourite sexy underwear, black bra, black panties. They're comfortable and they literally go with any clothing on top of it. So it just works. 13. How often do I have sex? Oh, Lord. So I have been single for a while. And a while means, I'm not even going to say how many years. You know, bad breakup, whole psychology thing that I've been kind of going over in terms of why I've, never mind. So yeah, I don't have sex. And like I said, I'm very much a relationship person. So I, yeah. 14, do I prefer giving or receiving oral sex? Receiving's good. Like, if you hear a guy and he's really into it, like, there's that's just a hell of a turn on. But it's the same with giving, because you hear them, and it's very much, you know, I'm very much attracted to sound. No shock there. So the sound of somebody being, you know, turned on,
I would say either or. I don't really have a preference either way, really. Yeah. There we go. I'm not good at these answers. 15, is there anybody right now that you'd like to have sex with? Yes. Now, I tried this 2 weeks ago and I drew a blank in my mind, but I'm more in the mind of answering this. Yes. Yes, there is. 16, most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you during sex was walked in on by, I mean, I wouldn't say they were friends, but they were ex-colleagues of mine and his. And we were mid-act during that. And they backed out and, you know, they knew what we were doing, we knew what we were doing, and we also knew what they were going to do, which is pretty much tell the entirety of who was also out there and what was going on. 17 and 18, do you know what? We'll group them together. A song you'd listen to during hard, rough, kinky, sexy times, and a song you'd listen to during soft, slow, passionate, sweet, sexy times. Never really did it to music at all. I mean, I'm not against it, I'm open to it, but you know, never have. 19, are you into dressing up for sex? Now, I scanned over this, like I said, and I interpreted this two ways. So there is the role play, which is, you know, dressing up as someone, and I am kind of not really into it because I'll, like, you're just gonna take it off. Like, you really are. You're just gonna take off the nurse's uniform, or, you know, you're just gonna take off the schoolgirl uniform or whatever you're into. So I kind of don't really get that. However, I'm all for dressing up, you know, to kind of signal that, you know, I'm looking for sex from you. So I'm all for, you know, finding the right dress and finding the right lingerie and just kind of picking things out very carefully. Say I'm going on a date with you, I'm picking out the right things where I know it will give off the signal that I'm happy to see where this night goes. And I am very much into guys dressing up for dates for the same reason. I'm a sucker for suits. Like, if a guy can scrub up well, and looks good in a suit, like, yeah, that's a signal for me as well. 20, would you prefer sex in the bath or the shower? Don't know. I mean, I would say shower, but at least in the bath, you've not got a chance of, like, slipping, which is definitely a fear in my head anyway. So I don't know. Bath, maybe? Maybe that. This is not an area I'm familiar with. Can you tell? 21. Have you ever had a threesome? No. If not, would you? If you had asked me that a few years ago, I would have said absolutely not. However, you know, kind of growing up and maturing, at least mentally, you know, yeah. I think if the right people are involved, and there is that level of trust there, then absolutely. 22. If you could have sex right now with anyone, who would it be? I am not sharing. Nuh-uh. Not saying. Whoever's on my mind when I was answering question 15. There we go. 23. Would you use a sex toy? I own one. Just the one. There's reasons behind that. And I mean, you're a grown adult, you know, and it's understandable that we all need to have fun. And why wouldn't you have help, you know? Why wouldn't you? Person's not always going to be around to help you out there. And things might need to just be a bit more interesting. So I use a sex toy. And would I? Yeah, of course. 24, have you ever sent someone a dirty text picture? If so, what was it? Yeah, I guess I have. I won't say what it was. But yeah, I have. Now, yeah, not really in text form, in message form, but yes, I have. 25, is there anything you do after sex? I.e. smoking, eat, drink? Probably get water, for sure. But I generally feel like just going to sleep. So yeah, probably just finding a way to just cuddle up and go to sleep. 26, would you have sex with your best friend? No. No. We've known each other since, oh, I won't give my age away. We've known each other for well over 10 years now. And the whole basis is we know each other more than anyone else, but that also brings with it that I'm not attracted to her. So, no. 27, early morning sex or late at night sex? I get the appeal of early morning sex, however, I look such a mess in the morning. It depends how early morning you make it, because I have, like, my energy levels go up a bit if I stay up around about like midnight, 1 a.m, 2 a.m, which would fit in quite nicely if that's what you mean by early morning. Feeling which is late at night. I'm more awake. But if you're saying like 6, 7, 8 a.m, I have bedhead, I have morning breath, I'm a bit Barry White in the vocal cords, and I may be cranky because some days I prefer coffee first before I speak to any other living soul. So if you still wanted early morning sex after that, you're either really up for it or you're so accepting. 28, something that will never fail to get me horny. There are certain accents. There are certain English accents. Certain Irish accents. I would say Australian, and I have heard New Zealand accents as well, certain ones, and also certain Scottish ones. So there's like certain accents that just I hear and I'm like, oh my god, that sounds like I want to hear that voice even more. And there is a horniness behind it, for sure. Especially if that voice is heard on GWA and it's like, I want to hear more of your audios, please record more. But in terms of like more generally, there is something about the words good girl. There is just something about it. Those two words, they're just, if they're well placed and well said, with the right voice, right accent. Yeah. Hit the nail on the head there. 29, favourite body part on him, her, on yourself? On me. So, despite posting pictures, I have huge hang-ups over my body. Posting pictures is kind of my way to deal with that and to try and combat that head on. My favourite, though, is my eyes. They happen to change colour. And I don't know, I just like them. I've always, even if I've had hang-ups everywhere else, I've always been keen on them. I also quite like my hair. Well, at least the hair colour, because it's naturally red and people just seem obsessed with it, with red hair. And yeah, I own it. And my eyes are blue, bluey-grey. And again, that sort of combination, I just kind of have a bit of pride over now. On him, now, I guess, you know, there's a certain smile. I like a guy's smile. And I'm not into, like, what I would describe as lanky guys. So I guess it's almost like the build on a guy as well. It's hard to describe. But basically, you know, if there's a bit of muscle, or, you know, at least a sign that the guy works out or plays sport or whatever, yeah, I'm totally there. And if they just have a nice smile as well, then it takes at least some boxes, put it that way. And I will admit, like, I don't normally go for girls. I wouldn't identify as bisexual, but I have said before that if somebody with the right personality and somebody I click with and fall in love with just happens to be a girl, then I'm not going to reject her. That's the same with trans and non-binary. Like, if I fall in love with a person and they just happen to conform to a certain gender label, then, you know, I'm not going to reject that. So I can't really say with girls, because I haven't fallen for one yet. So yeah. 30, do I watch porn? No. Have I? Definitely. But I just don't find the appeal anymore. I prefer audio, because at least you can picture what you want to picture, and what you find attractive. Whereas, you know, porn, you're getting confronted with a lot of, you know, exaggerated looks and, you know, fake looks, and there's a certain point where you're just like, how am I getting turned on by this? How is this working, you know? And it doesn't, which is why I came here to GWA and discovered audio porn, put it that way. So yeah, that is 30 questions. And we're almost at 30 minutes. That's not too bad. I was so close to rambling as well. I've tried to be open and honest about everything. I mean, the kinks and fetishes one, I could probably come up with ones, but I just don't know what's unusual anymore. You've corrupted me, GWA. How dare you? So yeah, I hope to do more questionnaires. I definitely have one saved that I will be doing in the future. But let's get the sexy times one out the way. And I'll speak to you all later.